By next week, Morning Ireland will be leading the way for RTE as we join the early arrivals at the National Ploughing Championships in Stradbally. Before the crowds head for County Leash, Cian McCormack has been looking at issues which affect farmers and rural Ireland. Today he reports on how the dairy industry looks poised to bring some fairly serious changes to Irish agriculture.
Beef farmers protested in Ballinasloe in County Galway tonight over prices they're getting from factories and supermarkets. Farmers say they plan to step up the protest.
It's been a mixed year for farming.
On last night in Navan, a very, very irate meeting.
The beef sector is under pressure.
There was skin and hair flying, quite frankly, in relation to what is a worsening situation for beef farmers. At the moment,
tillage yields are above average in most areas. And with milk quotas being abolished next year, the dairy sector is fast becoming the fair-haired boy of Irish agriculture. Professor Alan Rennick of UCD's School of Agriculture and Food.
Well, I think we can see a major change, but I think we're going to see a growth in the industry that has been, in a sense, held back by these quotas. Dairy is the most profitable, probably the most profitable enterprise in a main enterprise in Irish farming. And so that's why there's a lot of interest in the chance of expanding.
The mid-year outlook by Teagasc says good milk prices, reduced costs and favourable weather conditions are likely to lead to increased profitability this year.
But still, we're not talking about huge levels of incomes. Perhaps we're saying actually dairy is the one enterprise where a farmer could make a fair return. People have been building up to this for quite a while. We've known for a long time that it's coming. People have been increasing the replacement number of heifers in their herd, looking forward to producing more in the future. But still, there will be some that now, with it going, will be thinking particularly about changing from perhaps beef production, which is having a lot of problems at the moment, into dairy production. So there is also perhaps new entrants coming in, as well as the expansion of existing producers. I think there will be some examples of that. I mean, I think beef producers on better land, recognising the difficulties in the industry, we'll see an opportunity. But we have to recognise that it's going to take a lot of investment, and that these producers, in a sense, are taking on more risk than those that are simply expanding existing herds. And then, of course, there'll be beef producers in more marginal areas where perhaps dairy isn't the option. So we're not going to see, I think, a wholesale change from beef to dairy in Ireland.
David Kerr, who farms outside Portlaoise, doesn't anticipate a big switch from beef to dairy, but he can see a change in the way things are done.
The younger guys who have left college in recent years and have a reasonable block of land will look at this milk quota abolition as an opportunity, and they'll realise it's worth going for. I think the older guys are not going to change into dairying, and that's pretty reasonable to expect, I think.
Kerr, who's also an Uffield scholar specialising in the dairy industry, has built up his own herd from 40 to 137 over the past 8 years.
When the milk quotas were introduced 30 years ago, New Zealand had the same output as Ireland in terms of kilos of milk. Now they're producing four times as much. Their dairy production is somewhere near 25% of GDP. Maybe we don't want to have so much of our national product come out of one enterprise alone, because we've been through that with the Celtic Tiger, but that just shows the opportunity is there. We have problems which will be sorted over time, I think, as regards infrastructure, fragmentation of land. Most of them are not insurmountable.
Outside Kilkenny, Dennis Drennan has his herd at capacity. He's worried about the stability of milk prices.
I'd have huge concerns. Like, I mean, we'll say we're on a world market at the moment, and I mean, we see this year we have perfect weather conditions all over the world at the moment, and there's a surge in milk coming, and what's happened in the last month is the price of milk is starting to collapse. I mean, if the world market collapses, we're hung out to dry, basically. For a lot of people that are looking to get into the sector or maybe expand rapidly in the sector, I mean, anybody who's going into serious debt, like, can they handle a repeat of the likes of 1999, where we basically milk cows for nothing for the year?
Price fluctuations are a danger, but Professor Alan Rennick says one of the biggest impacts will be the change to our farming and food industries.
One thing quotas has done is control the amount supplied, and with greater supply, our price is actually going to fall. And I think the processors are basing their expectations on paying a lower price, and therefore farmers have to be aware that actually, whilst there are still, you know, still profitable, prices may well be lower. Actually, only 10% of the milk produced in Ireland we will be having on our cornflakes in its liquid form. The other 90% is processed into milk powders, cheese, whey, etc. And that's where, in a sense, the expansion is going to go. I think we've got to be careful that we're not just producing a product that's going to be dumped on the world market as a commodity, because then we're really susceptible to changes in prices at the world level. So really it's this question about developing new products and finding new markets for existing products, but also finding new products. That's an important challenge for the processors and beyond.
It is uncertain, but it's also very exciting. That was Professor Alan Rennick from the School of Agriculture and Food at UCD, ending that report by Cian McCormick, who will be looking tomorrow at rural development and the importance of, you've heard it before, you'll hear it again, the importance of quality broadband. Now, it's 7:32.